And now to another form of urban access. Open data city is a term often batted around in open source and techie circles. The concept goes something like this. When civic data, from traffic statistics to school performance, is made free to the public, that data can change our communal conversations, policies, lives, and technologies. It's an attractive idea that we hope to pin down. So which data? Where is it now? How do we access it? No better person to ask than Greg Hadfield. In 1996, he left a long and distinguished career in journalism behind to launch SoccerNet with his son, the hugely popular football website, then sold to ESPN Disney for £25 million. He later returned and retired again from newspapers, started and sold another website, and is now the force behind the Open Data Cities Conference, which takes place this Friday in Brighton, England. Greg Hadfield, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks very much indeed, Virginia.
Well, there is so much data flying around. What are some examples of information that the Open Data City idea is advocating for?
There's an enormous amount of data flying around. You can't see it. You can't touch it. We're creating more every minute, every day. The idea is that to start off with, that those organizations that hold our data, and remember it's our data, that we've created or we've paid for, should release that publicly so that it's available for, particularly for developers. I'm not a techie, but particularly for developers to create the applications and services of the next stage of the technologies associated with the internet. And those applications and services, which are literally unimaginable at the moment, will help citizens lead better, more fulfilling, more efficient, more democratic lives. It's not just freedom of information and accountability, which is obviously a good thing. My background in journalism, totally support that. It's actually, I see it more as the raw material, the fuel, the straw that will build the bricks, that will build the walls of the mansions and the palaces of the future that we can't imagine. Just as when my 12-year-old son in 1994 and 95 created what is now the world's most popular soccer website, nobody in 94 and 95 could have pointed to HTML and HTTP and said, this one day will build Google, Facebook, eBay, Amazon, etc.
And when you're talking about access, developers getting access to information is something that we did here during the stimulus, for example. The White House made available how much money was going into stimulus project. Apps came out of it so people could say, oh, that project over there, this is how much stimulus money, you know, they could track the progress. Is that what you're talking about, that kind of collaboration?
That's certainly the beginnings of it. The data that currently exists, that's often locked away, hugged by big government or big corporations, and it's our data, it's about us, has less value when it's kept secret, has less value when other people decide how we should access it. You can imagine that government and corporations have some view of what to do with this data, but if citizens, either individually or getting together, entrepreneurs building businesses, quite literally, we can't imagine what is going to be built out of that. The data we're talking about at the moment, yes, is largely created in the public sector by the state, by government. That sort of engineered data, that is, it's just there. It's been created for a specific reason. But as we move around our cities, carrying our mobile devices, our tablets, our computers, whatever, as we swipe our credit cards, we are creating data all the time. And that reflects the conversation and the needs of a city back to the city.
And we know that market analysts use our data on purchases and web searches for marketing and creating businesses. Sure. Is that the idea here? More data on social and civic interaction? It could even help governments and municipalities cater to, let's call it, their customer base of citizens.
Well, indeed. I mean, customers... We've talked often about customer relationship management, which is a very spooky sort of phrase, really. It's about them managing us. I talk about citizen-centered design and citizen-centered applications. This isn't about data. I wish we had a different word for it. I talk about stuff, because data isn't just ones and zeros and numbers and spreadsheets. Data is about when I get on a bus, and I swipe my bus ticket. I don't know if you guys have that in your neck of the woods.
But no.
Where we swipe our bus ticket on the bus, that sends off a whole bunch of data. if all together in a city, citizens using the transit system, that data is released openly, first of all, we can see the pattern of movement within the city, and we can suggest different routes, different fares. But also, we can build different applications that can integrate the parking meter that is part of the internet. In the Internet of Things, everything will be connected to the internet. The parking meter, the parking space will have a sensor. And therefore, as I move from my home to my workplace to my child's school to my my shopping center, I will be able, then other people will be able to build application services that will enable me to move more efficiently, whether by walking. I was very interested in WalkScore. It's a great service. Walking, public transport, driving the car, parking. All that can be done in what Sir Tim Berners-Lee, the creator of the web, is now calling the semantic web, whereby data is the fuel that engineers the new applications and services. One of the services which I envy and admire from over this side of the water in the UK is the 311 service, which I know exists in New York and other cities. And that means that every single person who makes a call to that non-emergency service, tweets it, SMSs it, emails it, every interaction is recorded. It gives a voice to the voiceless. I don't know whether my local authority is responsible for the particular problem I've got or the particular thing I want to report. I don't really care. I just want a non-emergency contact point. But by making that contact, I've got a voice. If people analyze that data that during a specific part of the day, people are complaining or praising public services.
Greg, I'm sorry, I have to cut you.
That tells the city what's going on.
I have to cut you off there and wish you the best of luck at your conference this week.
You're very kind, Virginia.
Greg Hadfield, former journalist, co-creator of SoccerNut.net, and the man behind the Open Data Cities Conference in Brighton this weekend.